Ernie's Record Mart. Much of Ernie's Record Mart's success is owed to support from Nashville's local WLAC radio broadcast. Beginning in the late 1940s, WLAC's strong signal helped its disc jockeys gather a following among rhythm and blues fans throughout the country. These fans listened to the late-night broadcast hosted by the WLAC disc jockeys, who referred to themselves as Soul Brothers. Despite their nicknames, all four of the regular jockeys were middle-aged white men, using the language and phrases most popular among their audience. One of these Soul Brothers, John Richberg, hosted a show sponsored by the record shop called Ernie's Record Parade. Richberg was influential in promoting Ernie's Record Mart on the air, and in return, Ernie's Record Mart sold the music played during the show. During the 1950s, Richberg's broadcast alone reached out to 15 million people a night. Richberg helped to recognize the talent of artists such as James Brown, Ray Charles, B.B. King, Jackie Wilson, and Aretha Franklin. Ernie's Record Mart maintained connections with record companies in Middle Tennessee and also ran a mail-order business to provide shoppers with records not found in the store. The Record Mart sold 6 for $1 record packs, containing hits such as Guitar Red's The Hot Potato, Sugar and Sweet's I'll Be Good, or Ralph Harris's Slim Lizard. As new music hit the radio, Nashville's fans turned to Ernie's Record Mart to provide them with the latest popular sounds of the day. Ah, yes. Here's a word.